Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the show right now, Joey Belladonna stopping by. Anthrax, just over the year. I mean, multi-platinum, millions of records sold. I have worn out Anthrax music, like worn it out.
Well, are you kidding me? This was a life changer. You know, it's the 40th anniversary of the band, but among the living was, and I was an Anthrax fan before, but this is the seminal record. This was the one you went, oh, god damn. Like, you, I mean, evilness, evil niffle fussin', which is NFL, nice effing life backwards, which always to me was an ode to Sam Kinison, or just anybody addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Skeletons in the Closets, you know, talked about, you know, families. This, the secrets, the Nazis. I mean, it talked. I mean, it really covered a lot of stuff, though. Indians. I mean, these were not popular topics that year. You know, yeah. When the world was girls, 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 which nothing was wrong with that, but they had something different to say, and so it was. You know, the band was always a completely different band, and that's why they're one of the big four.
Formed in 1981 in New York City, they, along with Metallica, Slayer, and Megadeth, are considered one of the big four of thrash metal. The band is Anthrax.
And now, the band is planning a graphic novel based on their landmark 1987 album, Among the Living, with contributions from The Walking Dead's Greg Nicotero, Rob Zombie, Corey Taylor, comedian Brian Posehn, and many others, available for pre-order now through their website. Please welcome Anthrax lead vocalist and friend of the show, Joey Belladonna.
Joey, listen, this band keeps going. We're not going to have time to do interviews after the intro.
Yeah, that. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, my friend. How are you? I hope you are well. I see your voice.
Wow, well, you got an audience going on.
I know, right? You, how are you? Everything is good. Everybody is well.
You know what? We are. Thank you. Thank God for all that. Thank you, and I hope you guys are all doing well. You know, I know that's just one of those things. We just got to pay close attention and follow the guidelines that we've been given. So
that's right.
Unless you just want to take it upon yourself and do whatever you need to do, but we've been doing that. So
are you in New York right now?
I'm upstate New York. I'm way far from the city. We're 4.5 hours from there.
Yeah, this will be the first time in 11 years, that I haven't spent Thanksgiving in the city. And it's just, you know, not possible, but sad, man, because I do love the city, and I love Thanksgiving and you know, the long weekend and walking around the East Village and just going to Record Store Day. And just, it's a bittersweet, but I understand it's just the way the world is right now.
Yeah, are you actually, is that where you go in the city?
Oh, 11 years in a row. I leave Wednesday after the show and come back Sunday.
Wow.
I won't be doing it this year, but every year, no, I love it.
They don't want you. They don't want you.
No, no.
Down there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's I know it's tough for people. I realize that. You know, we do.
Dude, 40 years. How could it possibly be the 40th anniversary of the band? And just, we're listening to Among the Living and what it meant to me at the time and the subjects and the lyrics. And just, it was, you know, a record that I'm sure the record company had to push back a little bit on the subject matter only because it wasn't what, you know, a bunch of teenagers were asking for. It was, you know, it was fairly deep, all the subjects that were covered.
I just think we rolled through it, and we didn't think twice. So we're good. To the point where people weren't really telling us we couldn't do it, you know. We just, that's the way we roll that way, you know. So it'd be more important to get out what we want to get out than being pushed away and not be able to talk about what we want to talk about, you know.
Well, and that I think that plays to the New York City hardcore scene. You know, to me, Anthrax always had a touch of that East Coast punk rock hardcore in it, that in the subject matter and just the overall way the band handled themselves. It was, you were never felt like a West Coast band.
No, yeah, I mean, we had a different thing going on, which is neat. There was different West and East Coast type vibes, but kind of broke it up and gave everybody some character, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the fun. And, you know, I've told you before, I'm just so happy the original band is back together, and you guys are, you know, hopefully gearing up for 21. Have you guys been sending tracks around? Is anybody recording? You guys, are you laying stuff down, you know, on your own in a studio?
This stuff being put together before all this kicked in. So, yeah, I mean, people are, you know, doing what they can, but obviously now it's probably put a damper on things, you know, if you want to call it that.
Sure. Sure, of course.
Same time, you know, there's a will, there's a way, and sometimes give us a little bit more room to do that. I mean, then, you know, you can't get in a room with people and travel freely and feel comfortable about it, you know.
Oh, you got to, above all, stay healthy and don't harm anybody that you care about. That above all, like, look, I get it. It sucks. It's not fun. But if this is the worst thing that ever happens to us in our lives in terms of stay home and it's not as free as it once was, then I would tell you that we've never experienced hardship. People that die, that's hardship. People that get this disease, that's hardship. People that lose their jobs, that's hardship. This, for most of us, or a lot of us, is simply uncomfortable and it's annoying. But yeah, I couldn't say that it's hard.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, it's tough for all of us, especially even, you know, anybody that, like you just mentioned. So it's one of those things, you just have to be patient and try to follow the guidelines as much as you can. And otherwise, you know, you don't even need people to pass away in your close friendship to realize that this isn't a joke, you know.
Right. Well, and you shouldn't. And I, unfortunately, I've had a couple close friends that did make it. Both of them were in the ICU. I have lost a friend this weekend. Yeah, no, it's terrible, man. You just go, it doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't have to be this way.
We've had people that have gotten it and have some long-lasting problems, too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, you know?
Yeah.
Not even just the passing away, but just having to linger with the health, you know? And they're young, too. It wasn't like they were older people. You're talking 30 and 40 years old.
Sure. I want to tell you something. To me, Joey, and if you're just joining the show, Joey Belladonna, one of the greats, Big Four, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax. But one thing, I don't know if I've ever told you, but to me, you're such an enigma because you are the most thoughtful, peaceful, kind of almost a hippie in the sense like you are very live and let live. And for a metal singer in one of the Big Four metal bands, I just, it's such aggressive music, but your nature is so non-aggressive as a human. Like, you are one of the kindest, most thoughtful people I maybe have ever interviewed. And I just always, every time, it always strikes me when we talk about how easygoing you are.
Well, that's cool. Well, I mean, I thank you. I appreciate that. You guys are always cool to me, and it's always a pleasure to be able to speak to someone that has passion like you do and all you guys do. And I don't know, I just, that's the way I've always been. I just you're very serious about things, but I don't really get too wrapped up in the whole garb of it all, you know, whatever it takes to be this this part, you know, if you want to call it.
Well, and there's, you know, I've met, like, as a kid, and I'm certainly, I don't want to drag you into an awkward conversation, but some of the Big Four over the years I'd met when I was, you know, especially in the younger days, and not everybody was as nice, and everybody in Anthrax has always been great, but there's just times when you go, man, why are you so mad about life? You'll meet a musician or a rock star, and I'm like, why are you angry? Why is everything negative? Why is everything bad? Why is, and you just gotta go, man, you're living the dream that you asked for. And then I never can understand the miserable nature of certain artists.
Yeah, you wonder just sometimes, is it the way you've been all your life, or just now that you've got some success, you've changed? I don't know. I wouldn't know. When I see it, if I'm on the road and we're with a bunch of bands and we get a kind of vibe like that, I just move on, you know. It really isn't going to make a difference to me, you know.
Yeah, you can't, right? You have to let it be. And just, I think to me, the greats are always great. The people I've met that I know, you know, the legends, like a Brian Johnson of AC/DC. You know, there's certain guys like a David Lee Roth, if you're lucky enough to meet him. You know, a Joey Belladonna, a Scott Ian. And the greats are always great. There's a smile and an understanding. And I think maybe the miserable ones are the ones that are worried that they're not as great as they want to be, you know, that they're not going to be remembered as one of the bigs. And it always occurs to me, I've never had a bad experience with one of the true greats in the world.
Well, you know, it's nice to even have you mention something like that. Again, sometimes it just dawns on me when you break stuff up. I don't even think about it, or I don't even, like, recall half of it. You know, not that I've forgotten it. It's just, I don't dwell on it much, you know. I just kind of keep working forward versus thinking of reminiscing so much about things that I've done, you know.
What do you have? I collect memorabilia, and I collect all kinds of rock memorabilia, all kinds of stuff. Do you have any, like, what are your favorite things you've collected that you go, I love this? This always brings me a great memory.
Well, that, you know, the photos are really classic, you know, because it's a snapshot of the moments, you know, like that kind of thing. It's, you know, my old, like, T-shirts and my headdresses and, you know, just things like that. And all my, even sports stuff, you know, there's a lot of, you know, even some of the gear from years ago, you know, that you could, whether you can use again or it's not as valuable, or, I mean, it's all new technology and, so you keep it, you know, on the drum sets, you know, stuff like things that are old and from high school, you know, stuff like that.
I found my knot guy. They sent these little rubber faces that you could put three fingers in the back, and then you could make their little mascot talk. And then I also found a jar that the record company had sent out from Killer Bees. Yeah, the jar of honey, the Killer Bee honey. I have it at my house.
I think I got some honey somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I got it.
if you don't have it, I will send you mine. If you don't have it, I'll send it to you.
No, you got to keep it. If you like, isn't it funny when we keep stuff? It's like, okay, what are we going to do with it?
You know, I know.
It's there. You know, you get to look at it. You know?
I do it all the time. I'll go up and open a closet door and start looking through boxes and old laminates.
The laminates, there's a lot of those around.
Man, yeah. I found one the other day. I don't even know if Greg was with me. When Alice in Chains first came out, they were playing a bar called the Lone Star, and we hung out with the guys, and Lane was amazing, and he pulled it off his laminate, so it says Lane on the back. I've got one of Lane Staley's original all-access that says Alice in Chains, so F off, and you flip it over, and it's Lane's. And I found it in a box of stuff the other day.
Wow, that's a good look.
Yeah, and
you wonder what are you gonna, you know, what are you gonna do with some of the stuff when you keep it? You know, it's just cool. It's really, really cool to have. You know,
it really is. It just, that's the stuff I love. Like, it's you're right. Those photographs, those moments in time, those memories. Like, can you remember? Like, I'll get to a place now in my life, Joey, where I'll really try to burn something into my memory while it's happening. And like when the Big Four were playing those shows, when Metallica and Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax were selling out, you know, the Enormo domes of the world, and they were really celebrating these four bands that changed, you know, metal. Were you? Can you remember like moment by moment, or is it a blur?
Yeah, I can remember a lot of it. You know, I just loved watching Metallica unravel their whole system for the day. You know, just the rehearsal rooms and the trucks. I remember one time they would they couldn't rehearse in the building, so they rehearsed in the back of the semi, set up everything. I mean, everything in there, and blasted away. It was just, they were down rehearsing in the room with them, and all of us working on a song that we would close the show with. It's just awesome. We're great, great times, good people, and just a hell of a setup, you know. And I wish we could do more. I wish we could. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Do you get relieved when a band you love releases a new record and it's good, like it's truly good and even great? You're like,
I love that. I really do. I mean, that's one thing about making a record. Now, even though it's the times are much difficult, as far as like, you know, having to go to the store and be able to buy and all that kind of thing, you can just get it online. But still, I love to put out something and make a new record and have new songs. There's nothing like it. And to be able to, you know, put it together on a daily basis and record it, it's really enjoyable.
Oh, it's and when a new one comes out for a band you love, I'm always like kind of holding my breath. Like the new AC/DC came out, and it's great. Power Up is great. If you haven't heard it and you're an AC/DC fan, Joey, it's AC/DC doing AC/DC, and it's great.
What more do you need, right? You know, right. Just a new batch of songs from them doing their thing. You know, that's the cool part of it. Just give me another vein of ideas.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it, you know?
Now, that's what I'm hoping for the new Anthrax. I can't wait to hear a new album and a new tour. You guys have just, it's on fire. You've never been better. The whole band is firing on all cylinders. There's, you know, it always makes me happy. Again, like that new AC/DC, when I hear a new Anthrax or I see a tour. And it's good. I love to see, you know, that you and Scott Ian and Bentante and Bello, everybody is just in that good place. And Scott did the sweetest thing for me. He shot a video. He hand wrote the lyrics to, we were all skaters growing up. So Stormtroopers of Death and the Ballad of Jimi Hendrix used to make us laugh. We thought that was the funniest thing we'd ever heard. And he handwrote the lyrics and the music and then shot a video of him playing it and sent it to me.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
yeah. Cool. Yeah, I thought it was amazingly kind of him. I just, those are those little moments, those things you go, you hold on to them forever.
Well, just having the excitement from you and the passion is just, it's priceless, you know, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
One of the favorite moments about being in a band is just being around people that do like that type of thing, where they're excited at all times. Not like, oh yeah, I don't know, are those guys still together, or do they play music? I left that a long time ago. A lot of people don't stick to the music as much as like people I know, and I love that part. And you do that, so awesome.
Well, it's all I had when I was growing up. So I think like you guys, you know, there's a special place in your heart for it. You're a weirdo, or you're not necessarily great at anything, but somehow this community of metal guys or punk rock guys, they get you. And then you find your way, and they kind of guide you through everything. At least it's a good place to hide after, a crappy day in junior high or whatever.
We're like that younger. We just haven't changed.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Right.
Yeah. Do you ever meet it? We talked about this on the show the other day, that occasionally you'll meet somebody who'll say something so crazy to me. They'll go, I'll go, what's your favorite band? They're like, I don't really have a favorite band. I go, well, what's your favorite kind of music? They're like, oh, I just like music. And I'm like, you really don't have any passion, love. Like, there's nothing in your heart that makes your heart beat faster. Like, you feel great because you heard this new record. And occasionally you meet someone, and I always think, what happened to you that you don't like music any more than you do?
One of my favorite ones is like, well, I used to listen to you guys. I don't listen to music as much anymore. And I'm like, wow, I can't imagine just like not doing that or like caring about listening to music. I mean, I listen to more music than I've ever listened to, and been exploring more things and recording different classic rock type stuff. makes me just want to do it more, you know. I just, some people, they just get, they fall out of it. I go, you don't even ride in your car, maybe like take an hour and just take a ride and listen to music, you know, listen in the house with the kids or whatever it is, you know. I never got it. So
There's not been a day since I was 12 years old that I haven't listened to music. Not one day. I'll guarantee you there's not been a day.
Yeah. I mean, wherever it is, you know, maybe you're not blasting the stereo like we used to in the house, you know, right. Like the full-on amplifier and speakers in the room. You might be at least with the headphones on. You got those on all the time. Or in the car, especially. I mean, God, I listen to music in the car a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, and now the availability. You know, I'd have to save up $8 to go buy an album. But back in now, I'll get on a tear, and all of a sudden, I've got to own every Skynyrd record, and then I have to go back and listen through all of it. And maybe I didn't appreciate it when I was a kid, and now I listen to those arrangements that, you know, Van Zant put in there, Ronnie, and you just go, my God, this is so good. These guys are so good at what they do.
You know, isn't that a great thing when you do listen to something back that you've listened to before and you listen to it from top to bottom?
Yeah.
Like, just pick a record. I don't know, like 2112. You just listen to it all the way through and go, oh, my God, it's so good. There's so much stuff. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing a name out there, but.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing when you listen to records. You know, that's just one song. I mean, obviously now you can go and listen to something online and you're like this one and that one and this one, but you got, sometimes it's good to give it a shot. Because, like, you with our record, you know, the Anthrax stuff, it takes a little while sometimes to sink in because there's a lot going on. And it takes a while to write that type of vibe, you know. You can't settle on something that quick. There's a lot of thought going involved.
Yeah.
You go against the grain. You go against the grain a lot of times, you know.
Well, and with me, I know, like, this is what a weirdo I am, Joey, with an album. If you're just joining the show, the great Joey Belladonna from Anthrax, I'll buy an album and I'll go, this is my favorite song now, but this will, and I know myself, this will not be my favorite song on the record. Like, Persistence of Time came out and Got the Time caught my attention. But by the end, I'm on Belly of the Beast, Keep It the Family, you know, it's that in Indians like that. And then you go back to Among the Living and you go, man, Skeleton, Among the Living or Skeleton or Indians, that's the stuff that lasts forever. Like, it gets ingrained in you.
Well, it's good when a song does last for a while, you know. I mean, I know, like, deeper cuts, even when we go back to learn them or listen to them, we're like, you forget what you did with them. It's like, wow, I sang it like that early.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, I forgot that it was really that long or whatever. You know, certain things like that kind of catch your attention.
What are your plans? Before I let you go, Joey, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? What will you be doing?
Well, it's me and my wife, Crystal, will sit here and we'll eat everything but turkey. I don't eat turkey. I haven't had that in like, 40 years now.
Right.
So everything but that, and just watch games all day. We also got a third football game every year now. What's this? You know, it used to be two. Now you get the late game.
Hey.
So that's all. Just that. And watch a little of the parade, which is going to be
it's like virtual, basically.
Virtual.
Yeah.
Virtual, so we'll see how that goes. 3 hours of that.
I'll tell you what, the first time I was in the city and got to see the parade, I got choked up because I was instantly 7 years old again. Morning of Thanksgiving, Mom was cooking in the kitchen, and you're watching it on television, and my wildest dreams as a kid growing up in Olathe, could never have imagined standing on a New York City street at the barricade watching Snoopy go by.
You did that.
Yeah.
That's definitely got to be a better experience than watching it on TV, that's for sure.
Oh, it's the best. Listen, I sure do hope to run into you soon. I hope Anthrax records a new record soon. I hope you tour. Hope we get this business handled. Hope everybody stays healthy. And I always thank you, man. Thank you so much for coming by.
Hey, you bet, man. Thank you guys very much for giving me the opportunity. And I wish you all good health and happy Thanksgiving to both of you, and all of you there and your families. So.
You too, my friend. Love
happy
you.
Thanksgiving.
What a wonderful guy. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.